Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where together we're here working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education and mentoring program for real estate investors. This is for people who have never owned real estate before, income producing real estate, that is. You may have owned your own home, but a home is a liability, not an asset, unlike what the poor and the middle class think. And we have people join up that already have 5,000 units. They both have a similar goal, just to take it to the next level. The goal of our members is to produce a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of our wants and needs, making our career, our job optional, allowing us to then choose what we do with our time more freely. Most people do keep working. This is an interesting phenomenon. A lot of people think, wow, if I had, you know, $10,000, $20,000 a month in passive income, I'd quit working. I'd retire. But that's really not what's going on. Retirement is not what people think. It's just boring. And you lose your sense of purpose. You begin to wonder why you're even here. This is why I think giving kids money causes so many problems. You know, very uneducated people will think, yeah, I'm going to leave my kids a bunch of money and that's going to give them a good life. It doesn't. In fact, most trust fund babies that I know, they're miserable. Morbidly obese, alcoholics, drug addicts, because they don't have a purpose in life. It's not a very good idea. One of the things that Ben Franklin did is he put restrictive covenants in his real estate so that when he passed, the kids or whoever got the money after he passed, couldn't just sell it off and go spend the money. I'm not sure exactly how he did it, but you had to, if you sold a piece of real estate, you had to buy more real estate with it. And that probably worked a lot better than just giving kids a bunch of money. Now, you could prep your kids, teach them the right way to live. In other words, not every child that gets given a lot of money ruins their life, but everyone that I've ever met, it has ruined their lives. A case example is this lady, somehow she came into millions of dollars. I think a husband died or something like that. She has done absolutely nothing with her life. And now she's in her late 50s, early 60s. Nothing. You know, just play tennis all day and travel. And it's like, really? That's okay with you? Never helping and serving other people your entire life, and you feel like your life had a purpose? This may sound brutal, but I don't think life has a purpose except for the one that we give it. You know, the Dalai Lama says that life, the purpose of life is to be happy. But if you study deeper, the continuation of that thought is the only way to be happy is helping and serving others. So when I see people like this woman, who, by the way, is, you know, prescription drugs are a big influence in her life. Alcohol is a big influence in her life. It's, wow. So be very cautious, those of you that are accumulating large chunks of money and you think you're going to do this great thing for your kids. You might want to rethink that. You may be ruining their lives. So this conversation was stimulated by an email where a individual's parents are in their late 90s and they own a bunch of real estate. They don't want to move. They don't want to move into a home, but they're running out of money. But they own a bunch of real estate. And all paid in full, which means they really do have money. But in their brains, they can't sell the real estate because it was built by the parents. It's got nostalgic meaning to it. But it's all because it was built so long ago, it's now in the $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 per house range. Well, those are not good rent properties. Rentals are generally $300,000 or less because there's a sweet spot where you make the most profit, and that's between, say, $200,000 and $300,000. Used to be $150,000 to $250,000, but prices have gone up. So in this market, it's $200,000 to $300,000. Logic would say that a $600,000 house would rent for twice as much as a $300,000 house, but that's not true. It's not true. In fact, it gets worse the higher you go. $1 million houses rent cheaper per dollar spent than $300,000 houses. So there's a sweet spot, the $200,000 to $300,000. They're outside it. So the son, or actually it's a daughter. I may be mixing two emails because I got two similar emails. Is wondering what to do. So I said, you know, if it were me, I would sell all of those properties and 1031 the money into, let's say they have five houses now, 1031 that money into some syndications of apartment complexes, self-storage, assisted living, something like that, where they get more cash flow than they were getting from the five houses. Oh my gosh, that didn't go over well. We can't sell these houses. They've been in the family for 60 years and this, that, and the other. And it's like, really? You're attached to a bunch of sticks and bricks? We'll talk more about this and the challenges of emotions in investing when we come back from the break. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, and I want to introduce you to my friends at Catalyst Funding. They are a mortgage company built by real estate investors for real estate investors and have helped dozens of my members.
Hi, I'm Wade Como, the CEO of Catalyst Funding. We offer the widest variety of products, including hard money to purchase and repair distressed real estate, and products for cash flowing property. We have a 5-star rating across all platforms. Visit us today at catalystfdg.com/totalwealth. That's catalystfdg.com/totalwealth.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking, I guess, really, the whole subject is the emotional side of investing. And there, I was reading Mel Robbins, and she was referring to someone, and I forget who it was, but they talk about that we're feeling, people think we're logical beings with feelings, when really we're feeling beings that sometimes get logical. It's that we make our decisions based off of feelings, and that's really not what successful people do. It's what the instinct is, and the problem is that just, it's not a good way to do it. I feel like I'm saying this and everybody's going, duh, Steve, thanks a lot for that info. But so many people are doing it. You know, I'm not nostalgic at all. So it's very hard for me to, if I don't use something at home for 6 months, I donate it. I don't think I've got anything in my home that's nostalgic at all, unless I'm still using it. I don't understand that attachment, that emotional attachment to physical objects. It's just not something that I have. So, but a lot of people do, you know, that was grandma's house. Who cares? That's where I grew up. Who cares? What are you talking about? For me. But for a lot of people, that type of stuff is important. So it takes a wisdom to realize that sometimes you gotta let go of that emotional crap. That it's actually harming your family. These deals that we were talking about are actually harming the family, where they should be making, say, $20,000 a month, they're making $5,000 a month. Well, the expenses to have the parents taken care of are probably somewhere around $8,000-$9,000 a month. You see the shortcoming there? That's $3,000 a month the daughter is coming out of pocket, and that's before any entertainment or travel or any other fun expenses, haircuts, medical expenses, things like that. So it's important to not become attached to things. It's okay to be attached to people, of course, but not to things. The rule is simple. It's highest and best use. If the highest and best use for your money happens to also allow you to keep some nostalgic property, then so be it. Do it. Just have the wisdom to admit that you're actually keeping it because it's the highest and best use, not just because grandma was there, or I was raised there, or my uncle built this house or whatever. So once I got the reply, and I could see that they were incredibly emotionally involved, incredibly emotionally attached, if you will, to these properties, I suggested, okay, if you want to keep them, that you refinance them. Not an option. Some credit problems. Well, you can see why they have credit problems, because they've made emotional investment decisions instead of financial investment decisions. So there's no way for them to refinance them. So in reality, they only have one choice. Sell the properties, pay the capital gains, 20%, and move on. because they are not going to be able to take care of the mom and dad if they don't. But it just shocked me that someone could say, what's the solution to this? Here's the solution. No way. My parents built these houses 60 years ago or whatever. What's that got to do with anything? That is just emotional, ego-based garbage. Do not allow yourself to get attached to any of this. It is highest and best use. What is the highest and best use for your money? What is the highest and best use for your time? And everything should be focused around the highest and best use. So, when I I'm about to re-email them after the show, it's going to be a harsh email. With love, I'm going to say, you really have no choice because you've just informed me you have bad credit. You really have no choice. You're either going to lose the houses eventually, or you're going to have to put your parents in a home at a lower price, you know, because you're not going to be able to afford this forever. And they may live, you just don't know. You know, there's no expiration date on people's feet. They could live another 4 years, 5 years, maybe even 10 years. Who knows? At losing $3,000 a month. And that is not something that the daughter can afford. So watch out for emotional decisions. I'm going to give my kids a lot of money. I'm going to hold on to these properties even though they're really not suitable for what I'm using them for anymore. You got to let those things go. Stay, use your mind. Stay committed to highest and best use. And also watch out for this concept of retirement being the end all, the goal. It's the dumbest goal I've ever heard of. I want to quit working. Really? You can only fish so much. You can only play golf so much. You can only drink so much. And then what? You know, and the other one that drives me nuts is, I'm 65. I need to think about retirement. Okay? Why? Because I'm 65. Are you healthy? Do you exercise? Do you take care of yourself? Are you at a healthy weight? Why is that age, why does that age dictate that you have to retire? But people are so conditioned that it does. Meanwhile, Elton John is, I think, 74, touring the world right now, doing 2.5 hour musical performances. Not sure 65 has anything to do with it. You know, if you're focused on helping and serving other people, I don't think there is a retirement age. The only retirement that I will ever have will be either I get Alzheimer's and can't help and serve other people anymore, or some other disease, or I die. I would love to die while still helping and serving other people. I don't want to die playing golf for the last 6 months of my life. So watch out for that emotion. It can destroy your real estate. It can destroy any investment that you've got. Watch out for giving your money to your kids. It can destroy their lives. And watch out for thinking that retirement is the goal. It's really not. Living is the goal. Helping and serving others is the goal. It's the way capitalism works. It's an incredible system that is extremely effective by comparison to the other systems, socialism, communism, or whatever. So there's my rant about emotion, trust fund babies, and retirement. It's just, you got to watch out. And the reason the trust fund babies and retirement come into the same conversation is because trust fund babies have a tendency to retire as soon as they're given the money. They'd be in their 20s and they quit working. Next thing you know, they're morbidly obese, they're alcoholics, they're addicted to drugs. They have no purpose in life. Don't do that to your kids. So, the next thing that I'd like to cover is understanding the passive investing. I'm hesitant to make this announcement because I made this announcement one time before and it didn't come true. But I am going to do it. I'm just going to do it after the break. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and I'm about to make an announcement that I'm 99% sure of this time. Before, when we were looking into this, we were looking at it from a very aggressive stance in that we were going to spearhead the syndication and possibly even build an assisted living facility. Well, after sending multiple people to different lectures, workshops, even a couple of them went to workshops on their own, and these were not cheap. These were between $3,000 and $30,000. And learning the business, every one of them went back to apartments. Because it is, it's a different business. It's extremely intense, paperwork intense, regulation intense deal. Well, guys listening to the radio, here's me talk about it. He emails me. This guy owns, gotta be, I don't know the exact number, but 10 or 12 of them successfully. Been in the business 17, 20 years. Starting in March of this year, he's going to be a syndicator at Total Wealth Academy, and we are going to be able to add assisted living to our options for investing. So I'm extremely excited about this. The rates of return are similar, sometimes a little higher than apartments. They differ in one way in that stabilization periods on an apartment can be anywhere from, 12 months to 24 months. Stabilization period on a assisted living can be 24 to 36 months. So from 2 years to 3 years. So it does take a little bit longer to stabilize these deals and get that cash flow. But in the end, the five-year hold, the seven-year hold, the rates of return are, on occasion, much better than apartments. So it's something we're definitely excited about and we're going to be doing. So what started this conversation when I said I wanted to address the passive investor today. To be a passive investor, you really need $100,000 or more to get into that effectively. Sure, if you got 50 grand, yeah, there's some clubs let you join up, you put your 50 grand in, and then you're dead in the water. You got to go back and save. Well, it took you 20 years to save up the 50. How are you going to get another 50? Very, very rough to do it that way. But with 100, what people are doing is joining Total Wealth Academy. They're taking 50,000 and putting it into a passive deal. They're keeping 50,000 to flip houses to generate more capital to invest in passive investments. Example, somebody joins with 100 grand, they put 50 in a passive deal, they take 50 and flip a house, and let's say, just for fun, this would, I guess when you're doing the $600,000 house, this is about right, you make $80,000 off the flip, you take 50 of that and buy another passive investment, and you build, then when your passive investments refinance, and you get another $50,000, you go buy two more. And it begins to be a snowball effect where you're buying more and more and more and more passive investments just from flipping a house or two a year. And that path seems to be working very well. If you come to me and say, look, I've already got a couple million, you know, you can skip the flipping. But if you're down there around 100, 150, 200, you're probably going to want to flip houses to generate capital more quickly than just trying to save it from your earned income. So people come to Total Wealth Academy. They take our upper courses that get them into what's known as the sophisticated investor status. And by law, you have to be a sophisticated investor to invest passively in these deals. Now, I know what some of you are saying, but wait a second, Steve. I've already got $1 million. I'm an accredited investor. I can invest in these deals. Not our deals. If you're only accredited and you're not sophisticated too, we really don't want you in our deals. Think about it. Just because you have $1 million in the bank, does it mean that you know how to read a PPM? Does it mean that you know how to read a P&L on an apartment complex or self-storage or assisted living or anything? No. Accredited investors are being ripped off all the time because they don't know what they're doing. They think, oh, I got $1 million. I must be sharp. You are sharp. But that doesn't mean you're sharp at reading and evaluating passive investments. So people with $2, $3, $7 million, they come to Total Wealth Academy to take these courses and become sophisticated as well. They learn how to read a private placement memorandum, a PPM. They learn how to read a company or operating agreement. They learn how to read P&Ls on all these different types of investing. Then, at Total Wealth Academy, unlike other clubs, we are not just apartments. We are doing self-storage. We are doing RV parks. We are doing mobile home parks. We're doing, soon, assisted living. So you have much more diversity in your options for investing. Now, some of you are going, did Steve Davis just use the term diversity, diversification? Yes, I did. And you know, I hate diversification, but not in this form. In this form, I like diversification. The basket, your brain, is real estate, and you want eggs in your basket, plural. One egg could be an apartment complex, the second egg could be self-storage, the third egg could be assisted living, the fourth egg could be an RV park, the fifth egg could be another apartment complex, but you keep multiple eggs in your basket. When Andrew Carnegie said, put all your eggs in one basket and spend your entire life making sure nobody kicks over your basket, remember he said eggs, plural. Most of you have one egg in your basket, your IRA or your 401k, and it's all in stocks and mutual funds. You got an egg in your basket. And when that egg gets cracked, you are harmed. So remember that phrase, put all your eggs, plural, in one basket. Your brain is the basket, and your brain can really only master one thing in this short life that we have. You master something, become great at it, but you still want multiple eggs in that basket. And I want you to understand one thing about self-storage. A lot of people are like, well, the apartments, I understand when there's a crash and people are losing their homes, people move to the apartments, so apartment rents go up. Well, guess what? What do you think happens to self-storage when people are losing their homes? It goes up as well. When it comes to assisted living, what is America doing right now, age-wise? We're aging. The baby boomers are all getting old, and they need, many of them, assisted living. So that is a growth industry, whether it's an up or down market as well. So all of these eggs that we have in our basket, they make money in both the up and down markets. In fact, as I described, some of them make more money in the down market than they do in the up market. So again, what are we always praying for? A crash. I love saying that because I know some people, their eyes are just bugging out. You guys that are speculators, not investors, if you're in the stock market or mutual funds, you don't like a crash because you lose money. That's because you're a speculator, not an investor. Investors make money in both the up and down markets. And that's one of the powerful, more powerful reasons why 70% of the millionaires in the United States used real estate as their main vehicle. So that's a little overview of how passive investing works at Total Wealth Academy. If you're interested in passive investing, remember that you can use cash, IRAs, 401ks, any other type of retirement program to invest passively in the self-storage, in the apartments, in the assisted living spaces, and start building a second stream of income. If you're interested in learning about that, please come to our free sample class. We have one this week, I believe. Anyway, just go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com and click on the free sample class button. All right, we'll talk more after the break. Thank you for listening.
If you've ever ordered food for work, you understand it's different. There's just so much more at stake. Whether it's a meeting, a client call, or lunch with the office that has to arrive at the actual lunchtime, food for work has to work. That's why there's Easy Cater, food that's on time and as ordered from over 82,000 restaurants. And if there's a problem, rare, you can reach someone in seconds.
Thank you for calling Easy Cater.
Some food just doesn't work at work, but Easy Cater just does. Order 24/7 at easycater.com.
Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. I'm going to go ahead and go into some emails now. Totally different subjects, but something that really needs to be addressed. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. That's the phone number. But please, we are in the final segment of today's show, so if you do have a question, maybe a fear, maybe a worry that you need help with about investing in real estate, please give me a call, 281-558-5738, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, this first one, let's see. It's got to be addressed because this is it's so enticing to Hector. When you got stuff in the Houston downtown district and you want to build, you're thinking about doing 90 units. And you need partners. You've got to be a member of a real estate investor group. That's where all the investors are. Competent investors are members of groups of investors, Hector. And you're out there kind of by yourself. It looks like you know how to build it, but that doesn't mean you know how to run it. So you really need multiple people on your team to pull off this deal. Yes, it's going to be enticing to the investors because of the location that is strong where you're at. But yeah, you better join some real estate investor groups in town, including ours, and get around investors that can help you get this deal done, Hector. Otherwise, you're going to end up losing this property. You're not going to be able to hold it. I don't know how many days you have left on the contract, but you know, 90 units, 150 a unit, 90 times 150. You're looking at a $13 million times 0.3. You're looking at raising $4 to $5 million. That's generally not going to come from one investor, Hector. You're probably going to end up with 20, maybe even 40 investors to pull this type of deal off. Plus, you don't know the syndicator's rules. You don't know the SEC, the laws. You, Hector, you're going to get yourself in trouble. You don't just go out, find a lot, and build 90 units on it. If you're going to raise capital, you've got to do it and follow the SEC's rules to the letter. And I can tell from your email, you don't know any of that. So you need to join a club like ours, take the classes, learn all this, and then go get something under contract. I wish I could be more help, but you've kind of done this backwards. You educate first, then you invest. You're trying to invest and then educate. That's back at, that's rear first. All right, hope that helps, Hector. Don't get discouraged, though. Do not get discouraged. You just did it backwards. That's all. You can solve that in a minute. Okay, let's go to the next email. My email's open to you, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. This is Donna, who lives in Conroe, but wants to invest in Florida. Donna, this is generally a grass is always greener type concept. It could also be that you're falling victim to speculation. You think Florida's going to do better than Texas for some reason, so you want to invest in Florida. Nothing in your email indicates that you plan on moving there or retiring there or anything like that, so I'm going to assume that's not part of the equation. Donna, I would not invest in Florida when you're in Texas. Texas is a phenomenal place to invest. You're going to find what you are looking for in Texas, probably within 30 minutes of you. Not, you know, what is it, 14-hour drive over there, 15-hour drive. Or you can fly in 3 or 4 hours, plus going to the airport, plus coming from the airport. So it really is about 6-7 hours to get there, even with an airplane. So, yeah, I would focus on Texas unless you email me back and say, no, I want to invest in this property so that I can eventually move there. Then we'll look at it from that point of view, Donna. All right. Thanks a lot for the email. All right. The next email is mailing lists for Houston. Pavel, when I'm looking for lists of motivated sellers, I go to realestateiq.co. realestateiq.co, not com, just co. realestateiq.co. They can help you find distressed sellers of all types, divorces, medical issues, foreclosures, pre-foreclosures, lazy landlords, you name it. You can find them there. So check that out, and you should be able to find everything you're looking for. Okay, next question. Ooh, I've done this, Jeff. I've had people pay me 12 months in advance, but my discount was only like a grand. It wasn't a percent. It was like, okay, it was I forget what the rent was. It was around 2,000. So we'll just say 24,000. I said, look, if you pay it in full, I'll let you move in. But this was because they had bad credit, by the way. I made a proposal. I said, I can't let you move in. Your credit's just horrible. And they said, what if we paid 12 months in advance? I said, yeah, and I'll even give you a $1,000 discount. And they took it. But I'm not going to give much more than that. Be aware, Jeff, though, I've done that multiple times and only given a discount maybe 10% of the time. So it may not even be necessary to give any type of discount, Jeff. Just feel them out. Feel them out. All right. Good luck, Jeff. Okay, let's go to the next email. Email is open to you, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Or give me a buzz, 281-558-5738. 281-558-5738. Ooh, okay, we got a question. Okay, this is a high net worth individual, so I'm going to leave him. I'm going to leave him anonymous. His net worth is $2.5 million, but his cash, freed up cash, is only $100K. Huh. You know what, anonymous? This is going to be a series of emails, and what I'm going to do is immediately after the show, I'm going to send a couple of questions to prep you for it. I would like to know, if you're willing to tell me, where the $2.4 million is right now. Remember, anonymous, if it's in an IRA or 401k, that's okay. We can still self-direct that money into apartments, self-storage, assisted living, or whatever. So you've attended the two-day event at Lifestyles Unlimited. Our pricing is almost identical. Hold on. See if there's any other question. But our class is only one day. I get all the material out in one day, not 2 days. So it's a little bit easier to digest. But I will email you right after the show. Anonymous, thank you for the email and congratulations on that net worth. Okay, next question. Let's see if I got time for one more. Retroactive permits, not going to address that one. I will after the show. Don't worry, Brad. Carrie, recommendations for replacing 300 feet of balcony railing. Yes, I've got a contractor that can handle that, Carrie, and I will send you a referral right after the show on that. Okay, let's see. More questions for a contractor. Yeah, I've got great contractors. I'll give you one right now. Fast Track Restoration. Fast Track Restoration. Go Google them. They have done dozens of deals for our members, and they are impeccable, and they finish on time. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.